All right, let's take a look at what WebMD is sharing with us regarding attention deficit with hyperactivity disorder, with a particular focus on how parents can help our college students. As a parent, you've probably done a great deal to help your child with ADHD stay organized, stay on time, and stay on task. Maybe you've been an advocate for your child and made sure that your child has had access to academic services and classroom accommodations and psychological treatment. So when it's time to send your child off to college, it shouldn't surprise you that your job is not over yet. While college students are primarily responsible for managing their own ADHD, parents remain important members of their support team. How many of you have found yourselves a little nervous about sending your child who has ADHD off to college? Students, those of you getting ready to go to college, how many of you found yourselves getting a bit nervous, a little anxious about going off to college with ADHD? I'm wondering if those of you who were going to be remaining at home and just commuting back and forth to school, to college, university, would be okay and maybe not as nervous as the students, those of you who would be going to another state, maybe another city, but either way, hours away from home as you went off to college with your ADHD. Did you feel very confident that things were going to be okay? Did you find yourselves being a little nervous? Well, let me share with you some of the points, tips that they're sharing that might help this be a little bit better. Continue to let your parents truly be part of your team in helping you get through college and hopefully thrive while in college. Number one, this is something for the parents. Plan to be involved. And I'm sharing this with the students too, because you may be the one hearing this and not your parents, and you may want to be the one to take this to your parents and say, you know, I was listening to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., and this is something that he shared that might be able to help us when I get ready to go off to college. As you become increasingly responsible for managing your own ADHD, it'll be important for the parents to have a plan for the ways in which the parents will continue to provide support. The plan should be developed by both of you, by the parents and the child who has ADHD. And parents, you might want to ask just how involved your child would like for you to be. How does she think you can be most helpful? Respect her opinions, consider her point of view, and adjust your expectations accordingly. Your plan should also outline how she's going to keep you in the loop about her academic progress and mental health. Remember, this is all about teamwork. That being the case, and remember now, parents are being kept in the loop about academic progress. Secondly, related to that, give the parents access to academic records. Some students with ADHD don't recognize that their grades are slipping until it's too late. Others realize they're struggling but feel as though they can't do anything about it. As a parent, you can help by monitoring your child's grades throughout the semester and by talking to him as soon as you notice signs of trouble. Colleges typically post grades online shortly after exams or assignments are completed, and students automatically have access to the information, but parents don't. Under the Family Educational Rights and Privacy Act, academic records are only available to parents if the student provides written consent for disclosure, or parents provide evidence that the student is a dependent on their most recent tax return. So to learn about college-specific procedures for gaining access to student records, search for FERPA, F-E-R-P-A, which again stands for Family Educational Rights and Privacy Act, on the college's website, or call the college registrar's office. Thirdly, you can help your child get support services. Helping your child identify and access academic support services on campus is one of the most helpful things you can do as a parent. College students with ADHD qualify for academic accommodations under federal law, but they don't get them automatically. It's the student's responsibility to inform the college of the ADHD diagnosis and submit documentation. And those requirements can vary by school. So again, check with your office of the registrar about that. With the two of you working together, or the three of you working together, parents and the child, contact the campus Disability Support Services office. Have your child make a list of available services and determine which ones would benefit them. Make sure that your child also gathers the necessary documentation. Make sure your child also gathers the necessary documentation. And again, make sure your child gathers it. Fourthly, talk about alcohol. You know that drinking alcohol and doing other drugs too can be a big thing on campus. Not a good thing, but it's fairly common. And unfortunately, alcohol use appears to lead to more negative consequences for students with ADHD than for students without the disorder. Consequences can range from relationship problems and academic difficulties to risky sexual behavior and physical injury. Talk to your child about the risks of alcohol use and encourage your child not to drink at all. This is a serious topic, and so a serious conversation is truly in order. Refrain from sharing alcohol-related stories about your own college days unless they convey a clear message about a lesson that was learned the hard way. But absolutely no glorifying of alcohol use. Talk about money. The inattention and impulsivity that are part of ADHD can interfere with money management. Be sure to alert your child that there may still be some mailings of credit card applications to college students. Tell them they don't need it. Don't get involved with it. If impulsive spending is a concern, help your child by keeping the bulk of her spending money in a savings account. And on a monthly basis, transfer a predetermined amount into her personal checking account. Hope that this was helpful to you. Looking forward to being with you tomorrow.